Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and I invited someone into the studio today, and it's like another mutiny. She brought someone else who I can't wait to talk to. But first, Leslie Hanks, Vice President of Colorado Right to Life. Welcome, Leslie.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for letting me be here today. It's always so fun to do a show with you.
I can't wait to talk to your guest, but this is exciting. Coming up, September 17th is The Banquet.
Our Colorado Right to Life annual banquet, and we're going to be at the same location where we've been for the last many years. I think about four or five, the Renaissance Hotel at 38th and Quebec, right out front of Planned Parenthood's mega death camp. And we have some exciting guests, but I think first we're going to go ahead and talk to our guest today before we talk about the banquet.
Well, let's do that, but let me just, for people who haven't heard, just mention who the guests are. Tom Tancredo will be at the banquet. Alan Keyes and Kevin Swanson, three extraordinary people, and they're not just attending, they're running the banquet. So
really,
this is going to be good.
Bob, don't you think they might be considered three of the most truth-telling individuals in the country today?
What a great point. What a good way of describing them, each with their special spheres of influence. But yeah, guys who have taken a tremendous amount of heat to not buy into political correctness.
That's right.
So, all right. So it's going to be a great banquet. It's $100 a seat. We will talk more about that later in the show. But your guest is doing something that's rather stunning. So Kathy McGovern. Kathy, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Thank you so much, Bob and Leslie. This is really quite a treat for me.
Well, it's a treat for us because it's not every day that we meet a hero. And you guys have guts. I say you guys. There is a pharmacy in Denver that's not your standard pharmacy. Could you tell us about it?
We are Ben's Bunny Bray Drugstore. We're located at South Clayton in Louisiana. When we say Bunny Bray, we mean that we're in the Bunny Bray neighborhood, but we're not near Bunny Bray Drive, where the pizza and the ice cream is. We're seven blocks east of that.
Yeah.
So we are east of University at South Clayton in Louisiana. My husband, I have to say, is a hero. My husband is a hero.
Yeah.
My husband is Ben Lager. He is a pharmacist. But Ben has always been a person who simply does what is right and lives with the consequences.
Wow. And you know, that's been our slogan for years, do right and risk the consequences. Quite often, when you do wrong to get along, political correctness, then there are no immediate consequences. Things look pretty good. But when you disobey God to go along to get along, the consequences come later. When you do what's right, quite often, the consequences hit you right away because the world tends to be in rebellion against God. So how is it that a pharmacy could take a stand for the innocent, for the Lord, for what is right? What does Ben's Bonnie Bray Pharmacy do that's any different from any others, or maybe even one inside of a Sam's Club or Walmart or whatever?
I think, Bob, that the truth is that 99.9% of pharmacists who go to pharmacy school do not go to pharmacy school so that they have the opportunity to kill life. They go because they want, they're scientists. They're compassionate people. Maybe they themselves have had illness in their life and been so helped by drugs. And from the beginning of pharmacy school for Ben, this was an issue because he had learned in pharmacy school, and we had also learned from a physician friend of ours years before that, that the oral contraceptive is an abortive agent and so seldom talked about. I know it's talked about on your show, but so few people realize that the use of the oral contraceptive is possibly an abortive agent.
Could we talk about, before then, Ben's response to this, what types of contraceptives And that actually, that term is misleading when it kills the baby. If a pill or a device kills the baby, you're not stopping conception. You're aborting the child. So they're really abortifacients. But what are some of the products that people purchase that they think are contraceptives but are really killing the baby?
I will attempt the science on this, although I am not a scientist at all. And because Ben is working, he couldn't be here, and he's clearly the one who should be here. However, the IUD is often thought as a barrier, but it can be an abortive agent.
The IUD,
because
the intrauterine device,
yes.
Because why? What would be the mechanism that would kill the baby?
Conception occurs at the end of the fallopian tube. The copper or progesterone in the IUD can affect the uterine lining so that as the fertilized egg moves through
the fallopian tube into the womb,
the baby is inhibited from tucking into the uterus.
And I like how you put that, from tucking into the uterus, because then the uterine wall becomes a hostile place,
yes,
that rejects the baby. And so here's this baby, an EPT test, early pregnancy test. They look for hormones that are actually pheromones, according to a scientist from New York's Baruch College, who's a pro-life and a dear friend of ours. Mm. He's an endocrinologist. And he says, Dr. Joel Brind, he says, when that baby comes into existence in the fallopian tube, the baby needs to be fed. So he sends out a chemical signal to his mother that I'm here and I'm hungry. Please get ready to feed me. And that's what the EPT tests are looking for, to find out if a woman is pregnant. And he says that's not a hormone. A hormone is a chemical signal between organs or glands in a body. He said that's a pheromone. A pheromone is a signal from one organism to another. So that's a signal from the child to the mom saying, I'm here, I'm hungry.
Mm.
The baby's first cry.
Mm-hmm.
So mom knows, her body knows that there's a baby, and her uterus should be ready to receive that baby. But instead, the IUD, you're saying, stops the baby from being implanted at times?
That copper or progesterone can affect the uterine lining so that the baby can't tuck in.
Yeah, and so that baby is then aborted
without
even mom necessarily knowing that she just had a little girl or a little boy or maybe twins.
Right.
And now they're gone.
Right, right, wow. Right, right.
Wow. So that's the IUD. How about the morning after pill?
Well, it's interesting that you talk about these EPT tests, because how early are they saying now that you can get an EPT test and find out if you're pregnant? I think I've read that you can almost take them immediately, which gives the lie to the idea behind the morning after pill, or plan B, which is that you can't be pregnant yet. Let's give it 24, 48 hours. You can even take the morning after pill up to 1 week now,
under the pretense that
you couldn't be pregnant yet and you can stop conception, when in fact a baby can be conceived within 5 minutes of intercourse.
Mm.
Ergo, the function of the morning after pill is going to be to stop the fertilized egg from implanting in the uterus.
Right. So they want to terminate the pregnancy, by which they really mean terminate the baby, kill the baby. And what's interesting, some people say it's not a baby, but if it's not a baby, you're not pregnant.
Yeah.
And you're only pregnant when there's a baby involved.
Otherwise,
you might have a tumor or something.
Yeah.
But if you're pregnant and you go to Planned Parenthood so that you're no longer pregnant, then the only way to do that is to kill the baby or remove the baby.
Yeah.
And so that's what the morning after pill would, if there is a baby. If a baby is conceived, then the morning after pill has a very high rate of killing the baby.
Yeah. Which is, you know, as long as we don't see it or feel it or know it, then it didn't happen.
Mm.
Which is also the case with the oral contraceptive. And that's a tragedy with that pill.
Let's talk about the pill. And there's a website, The Pill Kills, that's run by American Life League, Judy Brown, who is one of the nation's leading personhood advocates. So the pill, tell us about the pill, because I know that even pro-lifers debate how the pill functions.
Well, that's what I've understood as well. And I know this is Ben's situation, is that he will not dispense that which has not been proven to not abort.
Now, if the medical community and the scientific community cared about the child in the womb, they could do the research and women would know whether or not something they're taking is going to kill their baby or not. But they don't know. They've dehumanized kids. So the research is not there. There's a Dr. Patrick Johnston, who is from Ohio, and he's on the board of Personhood USA. And he is a general practitioner, family doctor, and he will not prescribe the pill, he says, because we do not know. And it may be that the pill doesn't kill the baby. That may very well be the case, but the medical community has not established this. And the pill has a mechanism whereby it seems like it could kill the baby, even according to the manufacturers.
Yes. Yes. Well, my understanding of the possibility of a baby being aborted through the use of the oral contraceptive, and I'm so grateful to Lynn Granton, who is the new Respect Life director for
the
Archdiocese of Denver.
Yes.
She sat with me for several hours the other day trying to explain the science of this to me. I think I understand that over the course of a year, a woman who takes the pill throughout the course of a year might be losing a baby a year through breakthrough ovulation.
Mm.
My understanding, it's similar. I think that over time, the chemistry of the uterus changes so that a baby cannot implant. A fertilized egg cannot implant in a uterus that might possibly become thinned through the chemicals in the oral contraceptive.
Now, an atheist who doesn't believe that God made us, an atheist has a very different view of life. We recognize that we have a creator God, and as the Bible said 3,000 years ago, that God put eternity in our hearts. So these children will live forever, and we will all meet one another. The Bible gives us glimpses into the afterlife. What I think a lot of people who believe in God, don't think about is that this child comes into existence, and if you're using an IUD or you take the morning after pill or perhaps the birth control pill, and then that child is aborted instantly without even your awareness, that child is a human being, a little boy or a little girl who's going to grow up, and one day you're going to meet that child. And there's going to be a sadness in that my mom, my dad were so cavalier, not caring about whether or not they would have a child and flush that child down the toilet. Mm. They didn't care enough to heed the warnings or to find out. And so there's a sadness there, but the Bible says that Jesus Christ will wipe away our tears. So if we trust in him, we believe in him, we're Christians, if he forgives us and we have eternal life, well, then there is forgiveness, and praise God for that. But there's still the tears that had to be wiped away because we were not good moms or good dads. We weren't loving and caring for our own kids.
This is what my hero husband, Ben, has done with his career. Prior to our putting everything on the line and throwing everything we have at our own independent drugstore, and by the way, we're approached all the time by pharmacists who say, I'd give anything to be able to do what you're doing.
Wow.
I wish I had.
Because if they're at Walgreens or if they're at Walmart or any of the other chains, well, for one, they're not their own boss, but for two, they're told you have to do these things that you might feel is immoral, and they'll say, look, do it.
At present, you can sign a conscience clause which disallows you from having to dispense Plan B.
Which, is that true at all firms, like if you work at Walmart?
I'm not sure. My husband worked for a large firm, which he asked me not to name.
Yeah, sure.
But this large corporation that he worked for did provide a conscience clause, but the noose got tighter and tighter, and daily.
And by the way, Ben has a very good ambassador in you.
Thank you.
You do a great job,
Thank
Kathy.
Thank you.
So we had a caller who worked for one of the national chains, but he's not the pharmacist. He's the programmer. And he's told by his boss he's got to enter Plan B, morning after pill, as part of their database of products and prices and discounts or whatever. So it's not only the pharmacist who might be able to opt out. It's the whole infrastructure.
Yeah.
It's everybody involved. It's the person at the cash register at the front of the store who's now involved in an industry that's participating in killing kids.
Right, right. It's just so sinister. Mm. And you don't see it. You don't understand. Mm. The massive 12% of every pharmacy practice is a board of agents. Yeah. So Ben said, I'm not going to do it anymore. But when he worked for a large corporation, he, just one little pharmacist working in a downtown pharmacy, grocery store pharmacy, he got 20 requests a month for Plan B. I mean, just when you do the math on that, so that was 20 people he made mad. Every month he made 20 people mad. And then they went to management, and management looked for a way to betray him and find a way to...
Yeah.
You know,
so the conscience clause is not all it's cracked up to be. People who have a conscience are made to be the bad guys,
right.
The unreasonable people,
right.
The judgmental people.
That's right. That's right. And we're lucky that Colorado has not dismantled that, because there are seven states already that have made it a law that a pharmacist must dispense Plan B.
Yeah, that's simply the first step. Like Colorado passed Senate Bill 200 a few years ago, which is now law. We link to it on kgov.com to Colorado's official revised statutes. And it's against the law to sell a book or publish a pamphlet that would say that cohabitation is wrong, people not being married and living together, or that homosexuality is wrong. We have a law. It's a censorship law. It says it is prohibited to publish such materials in the state of Colorado, but there's an exception clause for churches. And so a lot of pastors have thought and priests have thought, well, this is not so bad because there's an exception clause. But no, that makes the churches look unreasonable. It makes the churches look bigoted. Like if there was a law that said you can't be prejudiced against blacks unless you're a Christian. Well, that law itself is an insult to Christians.
Yeah, of course it is.
So these conscience clauses, it's like the don't ask, don't tell, which everybody was confused about. Do we support it? Do we want it repealed or what?
Mm-hmm.
These are gradual steps down the slippery slope. Mm. So... you guys now have a pharmacy in the Bonnie Bray district of Denver.
Yes.
And how long have you been operating?
We opened on March 21st, and we are struggling along, but I think we're getting better and better. We need 60 prescriptions a day to be solvent, and we're getting there. We had 40 the other day.
60 prescriptions a day. You got 40. How many root beer floats do you need a day?
Well, we decided that we would have a coffee bar instead of a soda fountain. Oh. Although the inspiration for this, for the location, is that when I was growing up, going to school at St. Vincent de Paul, four blocks from where our store is, there was an old-fashioned drugstore there with a soda fountain.
Oh, great.
So grew up loving that.
So you have a coffee bar.
Yes, we have just the best. We have Little Anita's breakfast burritos.
Oh.
We have Bluebell ice cream cones, and we have French pastry from Trompeau. We are quite sure we're the only place in the world where you can get all three of those things and a flu shot at the same second.
Yeah, right.
So we're offering flu shots and a free smoothie or coffee when you come into our store to get your flu shot. We hope that people will hear this and take one phone call to change their prescriptions. And may I give our telephone number?
Yeah, please do. And it's Ben's Bonnie Bray Pharmacy.
Ben's Bonnie Bray Drugstore.
Okay. Ben's Bonnie Bray Drugstore.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
And they're at South Clayton in Louisiana in Denver, 80210. Our number is 303-722-7892.
Okay, 303-722-7892. So there are other pharmacists who admire what your husband has done and long for that type of life for themselves.
Yes.
Even though it's a challenge to have your own business. We do that here at Bob and Yurt Live.
Yes, I see that.
And when, right, we operate on a shoestring budget, and when the money doesn't come in – then people don't get paid.
Oh,
there
gosh.
Is no corporation behind us
yes.
guaranteeing our budget.
Yeah.
So you guys, it's the real world.
Yes.
But how about peer pressure or applause from other pharmacists when they find out you guys have taken this stand to protect innocent children?
We, of course, travel in the kinds of circles where the people who are our friends, for the most part, they're just thrilled for us, and they're thrilled for Ben.
Yeah.
You know, one day when Ben was working for this large grocery store, just bringing him some dinner, and I happened to see this little box on the counter, and I picked it up, and sure enough, it was Plan B. And it just struck a terror in my heart that I'm holding something that's going to kill somebody.
It would be like holding Zyklon B.
Right.
Back 70 years ago, here's some Zyklon B. What is this for? This is for killing innocent people.
Which I understand that the makers of the pill are associated with the Zyklon B folks.
Yeah, just bizarre. Reality is more strange than fiction. You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, it's just so strange.
Yeah.
But I was wondering if I could say something about my own health issues.
Sure.
May I say that?
Yeah.
I've had just a cascade of serious health problems. But just this morning, it occurred to me the most dramatic reason why I am so grateful that Ben has taken the step. And that is because there's a great guy in Portland. His name is Dr. Brian Druker. He's a scientist at the University of Portland. And when he was in college, he looked at all the cancers and he said, I'm going to cure chronic myelogenous leukemia.
Oh,
there
my.
Was something about that cancer that got his attention. And as a young man, he said, I'm going to cure that. He did nothing for the next 20 years but concentrate his laser beam intellect on that cancer.
Oh.
And in 2001, he came out with the only breakthrough cancer drug in our lifetime, which is Gleevec.
Oh, my.
And he created it. Nobody else. There wasn't a whole team of people. Mm. He invented it.
Oh, my.
And in 2007, I came down with chronic myelogenous leukemia.
Oh, wow.
I would have been dead 2 years ago if Brian Druker's parents had aborted him.
Oh, my.
But they chose life for him.
Wow.
And I get to breathe now.
What a testimony.
And be alive.
Wow.
Because, and what strikes me about this is, well, whether he was there or not, whether they were going to find a cure, he was going to find the cure. Mm. He alone found the cure for a disease that killed people within 2 years. And I am the recipient of the grace of his parents who did not abort him. And I have also had ovarian cancer. And I am so grateful for Dr. Donato's parents who did not abort him, but chose life. And as a result, I'm alive.
Wow. Wow. Kathy, what a testimony to point to the blessings of God that he gave us children to be a blessing. And our world has told the lie that if you really want to be happy, you have to kill your kids.
Mm.
And so thank you for you and Ben and for Ben's Bonnie Bray drugstore.
Thank you so much, Bob.
That is a thrill. Now, before we go back to Leslie Hanks, what does someone have to do to switch their prescription? You said make one phone call.
Right. Call Ben. That's it.
Call Ben. You know, maybe today, I don't know, but maybe we could get 10 people. And this is sort of East Central Denver, right? Could you describe it sort of like that?
If you know where University Boulevard is, I-25 and University.
Yeah.
So we are 4 or 5 blocks east of University on Louisiana.
Okay. So 303, let's hope and pray 10 people will switch their prescriptions. 303-722-7892. That's 303-722-7892. Now, Kathy, if we could go back to Leslie Hanks. Leslie, we let the cat out of the bag. Who's going to be at the banquet? This is a blockbuster lineup.
It is. It's such a thrill. I mean, Dr. Keyes, to me, is one of the most eloquent orators in the country that the country's had in my lifetime.
He's a statesman. He's not a politician.
Absolutely.
He was appointed as an ambassador by Ronald Reagan.
Right.
He is an extraordinary human being.
He is. And he is the keynote speaker. And then Tom Tancredo is going to be our MC. What a blessing. Tom is a dear friend of mine all the way back to 1986. When I went to him, he was the Secretary of Education appointed by Reagan as well. And we asked him to help us with a global education battle we were having out in Bennett. And so I've known Tom for 25 years practically. Mm-hmm. And so he is a man of principle and honor
and
we're so blessed. Yes, and he's very controversial.
He's a lightning rod.
And so he'll be the MC. And
Alan Keyes ran against Barack Obama twice.
That's right.
And Tom Tancredo and Alan Keyes ran against each other in a Republican presidential primary.
Right.
And here they are coming together to stand up for the innocent child at Colorado Right to Life's annual banquet and to get ready for round three, personhood in Colorado, as our state continues to lead the battle to protect children.
That's right. And then Kevin Swanson will be doing the invocation and the benediction, I believe. And he's just an awesome man of God. And so, boy, people, come on out. It is just sure to be one of the best events that you'll have been to in a long time.
Yeah. And Kevin will speak a bit. And he is the director of CHECK, Christian Home Educators of Colorado, which is Colorado's largest homeschool association.
He has been. I think they have a new director,
but people know
Kevin, of course, from
that role for so many years.
That, yeah,
right? Many years he did that. And he's known not only in Colorado, but all over the country.
He is, and he has his own radio show, Generations, I do believe.
That's right. And I'd say the teaching that distinguishes Kevin Swanson is the teaching that as parents, we have the greatest honor and treasure imaginable in our children, and that God wants us to raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And so how do you do that? And that's what Kevin Swanson excels at.
That's right. That's right. And I think if people come on out, they actually might get to meet Kathy and Ben.
Oh, that would be super. So Ben and Kathy of Ben's Bonnie Bray Drugstore, and then Leslie Hanks, and these guys will be there. You'll be able to talk to them. Tom Tancredo, Alan Keyes, Kevin Swanson, and then the whole Colorado Right to Life team. I got a call today from founder of Personhood USA, Keith Mason, and his wife Jennifer. They plan to be there. In fact, they've changed their traveling schedule so that, Lord willing, they will be there. It's going to be a great time. And Leslie, the banquet, there are so many people fighting so hard to stop the scourge of abortion and protect kids. The banquet is the opportunity to encourage those people.
Absolutely.